Police in Texas hail Sonic worker as hero for engaging suspect during alleged crime spree. By Nick Gilbertson on January 8, 2022. Authorities say a brave Sonic worker jumped into action when a man on a crime spree attacked a 17-year-old girl and her mother in their car. Casey Phillips, 25, began an alleged crime spree in Burleson, where he reportedly shot at another vehicle driving, according to Xenth. Police say the incident occurred on Tuesday, per KWTX. His rampage carried over into Itzica when Phillips broke into an 18-wheeler on the side of the road before heading to a nearby Sonic drive-thru, according to authorities. Police assert that Phillips, wielding a knife, then engaged 17-year-old Tariah Demons and her mother while they were in their car at the Sonic, according to Fox 44. This guy, he came out to open the door. He had a knife already in his hand, he tells us to get out, Demons told the outlet. The suspect reportedly stabbed Raya in the hand, according to Xenth. Tariah and her mother were screaming, which alerted 18-year-old Sonic worker Carlos Ortiz to the attack. Honestly, I didn't think about the consequences about me. But obviously I wouldn't think about that. Especially when it comes to saving other people, Ortiz told Fox 44. Lieutenant William T. Felsnack told Xenth that Ortiz ran outside of the Sonic, engaged the man, and disarmed him. Phillips then pushed Dariah into the passenger seat with her mother, effectively taking control of the vehicle, Felsnack said. Phillips began driving with both Tariah and her mother, which prompted both women to jump out of the vehicle, per Xenth. The time the car was taken off, the police were already chasing them and he started the car, Demons told Fox 44. I'm just glad that I jumped out when I did because I would have been stuck in the car. Tariah had minor injuries, scratched up legs, and a cut on her hand from the knife, the outlet reported. Police dubbed Ortiz a hero, per KWTX. I'm just glad that he got what he deserves because like I said nobody should go through that, Ortiz said. Faustnack told Xenth. Phillips eventually crashed and rolled their vehicle on FM 67, east of the city, he said. A Hill County deputy and Itasca sergeant arrived at the scene of the crash and took Phillips into custody. While officers were starting paperwork, medical personnel who arrived on the scene told them Phillips needed to be transported to the hospital for apparent injuries to his head and legs, Faustnack said. However, there was miscommunication between the departments about which hospital Phillips was headed to, Faustnack added. Police were told Phillips was being taken to Hill Regional Hospital, but instead he was taken to a hospital in Waco, he said. As a result, Phillips arrived at the hospital unattended and was able to leave shortly after, Faustnack said. Phillips was arrested late Thursday morning in Hubbard by the U.S. Marshal Service and Texas Rangers, according to the outlet.